This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, waiting on the rain. You gotta go live.
I got a big ass.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors Rockets, game two tonight from Houston.
Let's
6:30
go.
Tip off. And Guru and I are fired up. We're excited.
Where are you watching? I'm with Norm in the Yoon.
I got to tell you, Goo, I've been in the lab.
All right, I imagine.
I have been in the lab.
The dungeon, baby. Shout out our guy Red.
I've been, you know, hey, what's going on tonight? Well, hey, there's playoff games. I'd love to watch them. All right. See you tomorrow.
There it is.
But what's the first game tonight? Anybody know off the top of their head?
Well, we got three.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Cleveland, Miami?
Oh, and Miami. Hey, they played the little okay game. Hey, and who we got after that?
Oh, the first game's technically Boston, Orlando.
And no Jason Tatum, or he's doubtful.
Yep. And they're crying that Orlando was dirty and threw Tatum to the ground.
God forbid something happens.
No, come on, Steiny.
To any player in the playoffs.
Well, there you go. So, I don't want to start anything because I was out yesterday. But I got to ask now, because if I had a dollar for every text or YouTube chatter that's mentioned, Evan bodying you on Bird yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That had to be – because, you know, this is you when I'm out. Hey, Evan, how's it going? The world's so great.
What no, oh, actually.
Hey, the theme of yesterday was the truth.
No. I don't think it was Bird so much as Curry's Portland game.
Oh.
Yeah, you were at that game.
We all, well, exactly.
Exactly.
And I almost wanted them to cut it to show you how to shut me up.
What happened?
So I went into a long story about somebody suggested something. So we were on the phone, and somebody suggested something just outlandish.
Okay.
Just outlandish. And I said, well, I really don't try to make a fool out of somebody like that. I'm like Steve Kerr that way. But anyway, I said, so somebody suggested something crazy. And I said, well, you know, I got to tell you, the one thing I always remember is that one game against Portland that year I can't remember. Remember.
I'm back.
Remember, Steph, we had a caller that said, hey, why don't they just not play Steph in the first half and then play him in the second half to keep his minutes at a reasonable
that's
rate?
That's too
and
long.
I said, well, thanks, okay. And I was like, well, that's, you know, not going to do that. I mean, that's not really. So I then go say, and then you know what happened? Curry doesn't play in the first half against Portland. And what I thought was an outlandish idea was actually right. And da-da-da. And
oh.
Da-da-da. And I am on point. And Evan goes, yeah, Curry played in the first half of that game.
And I remember Evan saying he was at that game.
Well, he was.
So how did that go over? Oh, I know you were sick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I played it up and it was funny.
I just had to tell him. It's like, I just want to let you know that everything you just said was wrong.
This is sad how my mind works.
He said
works.
It was like the deposition I gave on the car accident that I absolutely got every detail wrong in.
Now, I need to get a life. I got to believe that bled over into Willard and Dibbs. Did they get a piece of, did they know that that happened or no?
No, they don't listen.
Okay.
No, well, they had something else.
Okay. Yeah, they,
I got the Odyssey. Yeah,
my guys, Dylan Brooks and Kawhi Leonard, and
yeah, they.
My guys. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, it didn't come up on the crossover.
I get your drift. Oh boy,
sports, man.
Oh
my goodness gracious! Hey, you know what? Here's another thing I love, and I guarantee you, we'll get some details on it. So I get a. Somebody passed along a note to me. So I'm in Thompson and Ausser,
Assar.
They're from San Leandro.
No, that blew me away.
So a guy texts me and says, hey, if you want to, I'll tell you who knows all about the Thompson twins, Lou Ritchie.
O'Dowd.
Bishop O'Dowd's coach. And I said, how? And he said, apparently they were really close to going to Bishop O'Dowd. But they went somewhere in Florida, I believe.
Okay. Wasn't it a prep school in Florida?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So I got to believe there's somebody out there that, you know, can fill in a few of the details about Amon and Assar Thompson being from the Bay. And
I got to believe they would have won a state title.
Yeah.
No doubt, you know, they're close.
Anyway, so I was just thinking, you know, when Amon comes back here for game three, it'll be like coming home. And I guess they were. You know, they went to school in San Leandro until what, 9th or 10th grade, something like that.
Yeah, this came up during All Star Weekend because Amon was on one of the Rising Stars team, and so in the scrum there were some people asking him like, "Hey, you know, what was it like to go practice at the Oracle Arena, you know, Oakland Coliseum?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah, you know, I used to grow up coming to games." Like he watched Steph play there, essentially. So
right,
they are Bay Boys.
Yeah, and I love that Bay Boys. Now, I'll just say this: I'll take it. DNA is incredible. Like that's the doc I want to watch. Just like Bosa and his brother.
What about him?
That's your older brother, but both of you guys are in the NFL playing defense. The twins. Do you know how hard it is for the mom and dad to conceive? You have two kids, Billy and Bobby, and they both grow up and go to the NBA. That's just the Barry brothers. Just Brent, Rick Barry's kids. Like, there was one Tiger Woods. That's it. But it's incredible. I have three kids. None of them went pro. But damn, that's the lottery of DNA, man, is all I'm trying to tell you.
You know what's
Serena
funny?
And Venus.
You know what's funny? Is that I think about that a lot, too. But I think of it from a completely different way.
Please explain. There's no doubt.
They're, you know, Serena and Venus were both great tennis players.
Steph and his brother.
But I'm amazed at how a brother and a sister, or a sister and a sister, or a brother and a brother can be completely different.
Well,
personality-wise and interest-wise. You know, let's say you have two daughters and one's into soccer.
Yeah.
Then the next one's into theater.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, where'd that come from? That's what
Well, Seth and
like, for example,
Steph, they're kind of the same. But we don't know Seth that. I know he spent some time here.
Okay. I think like Venus and Serena, they're both great. They were both great tennis players. I do feel like they're completely different.
And that's how you would think it is human nature. That's how it would be. Like, we got a love for tennis, but our other interests are going to be different.
Yeah, how'd that work for Michael Jordan's son?
Mark, it didn't work, and we understand
it. Why do you think?
There is no why. He wasn't blessed with what his dad had.
Well, but like, let's just say, like,
Grant Hill's dad.
Like, why would Michael Jordan's son be interested? And I'm not saying he is. Yeah. Like, you know.
Or he's doing some other stuff.
Or, we
yeah, have. But it's just... Do you got a problem with me saying the lottery when it comes to DNA?
Well, what about someone like Joakim Noah? Like, his father was a all-world tennis player, but Joakim is an NBA player.
Yeah, gotcha.
So the genetics manifested itself differently.
Yeah, but for both the Boses to have two sons and they both be badasses on defense. Well, and
get not on third down. But. Well,
let me ask you this about, because you know. But
that's incredible, man. No, I'm serious.
Is Joey kind of a mouth?
No.
Okay. Because Nick is very under. I mean, I know what everybody.
But you know, he
could
be the life of a party somewhere.
Who, Nick?
Yeah, Nick Bosa.
You think?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Like the Holiday Brothers. Carter brought those guys up.
That's okay. A good call.
Aaron, Drew, Justin.
Yeah.
But like
that's three.
Okay. For example, like the Barry Brothers.
Oh my gosh.
Brent Barry is chill. He's very chill. Now, John Barry is a little more like his dad, personality-wise.
But don't you understand that?
Well, where did Brent being chill come from?
Maybe his mom.
Well, his mom was also athlete, a great athlete.
Doesn't mean you can't be chill.
Well, I'm saying, so why is one chill and one aggressive? I think that's kind of fast.
So, real quick, Rick Barry had three sons in the NBA. Scooter.
I think he ended
Brent,
up with four.
And John.
Scooter.
Oh my gosh, DNA.
Brent. We're missing one. Scooter, Brent, John, and there might have been another one. I know Canyon was later.
I think that's it. Thanks, Donnie.
I might be forgetting one.
If Dibs is listening, he knows. No, I think that Cannon was the last, I believe.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, Cannon was way more recent, but.
The Manning brothers, Peyton and Eli. Like, damn, both quarterback?
Their dad was a great quarterback.
Archie, I understand.
That's going to be three generations,
well, for
too.
No doubt.
For example, you know, I'm.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, everybody knows I'm a wordsmith. I use words like mathematicians use numbers. And my oldest daughter is now in the communications department.
All right, I got
you. Yeah, it's funny.
I got you.
Life, man. Yeah. Hey, let's get this straight. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Thank you, 925.
Who is it?
Drew Willard. Barry.
Ah, Willard, Texas.
Drew.
Let's see if he had it. Let's see if Willard had it. That's what you call a teammate. It was Drew.
Yeah.
Ah, Willard had it too.
Thank you, everybody.
Drew Barry.
I know Barry Moore.
She had a good run.
Who's the actress? That?
Drew Barrymore. Steiny.
Oh, he said Barry Moore. I didn't. Like,
that's her.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore.
I get it. I just didn't know you were talking about Drew Barrymore.
Back to Wiggins.
Hey, by the way, Evan came in today, and I realized he said one thing, and I realized, you know what, I probably don't belong in this generation. I'll be the first to be. I don't know how to fan. I don't know how to fan.
Not a shock to anybody.
I'll be honest with you. So Evan comes in, and he goes, I look at him, and he goes, lost a heartbreaker last night, huh?
Oh, man.
Talking about the Timberwolves, and I'm
just
like.
Just poking at you early.
I'm like, okay, yeah, they got beat. Yeah, yeah, it's sticking it to me a little bit. And then I went back to my childhood and I realized I'm not like you. I'm not like you all.
But you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Ask me who my best friend was in high school.
Who was your best friend in high school,
well,
Stoney?
I had two.
Who were
Al
the two?
Cervo, but the other, my other best friend was Stan Kazawa.
Okay. Kazawa.
So not real.
We're.
Sound like a Seinfeld
it's
character.
Absolutely real.
All right, go ahead.
So, I loved Bird. He loved Magic. Okay? So, we would watch the finals together.
And I love it.
And we would do things like, okay, Bird makes a three, and I'd be like, yes, at a baby. And then Magic would pass behind his back, and Stan would go, oh, Magic, you are unbelievable.
Let's
great
go.
Play.
I love it.
And then Maybe Parrish would get double teamed by Kareem and Worthy and they take the ball from him. And I'd look at Stan and I'd be like, Parrish wasn't expecting that double team. You know, that's different from game two. And that's how we talk to each other, even though we were diehard fans of both teams.
It's free internet, man.
We didn't. Magic stinks, Stan. He stinks. No, we had too much respect for the people who play the game and the sport they play. It's not, you're right. I don't understand this in your face fandom.
Well,
I don't.
Well.
And now I'm going to take it a step further. So in high school, I got to watch a high school powerhouse.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When I was not in high school, but when I was in fifth, sixth grade, Reading High School is a powerhouse. And every year they'd go 25-4, you know what I mean? But the teams that beat Reading High, I admired. Steelton Highspire with Greg Manning, who would later go on to play at Maryland. Darrell Lewis, who would later go on to play at Mount St. Mary's College. You know, I remember when Steelton beat him 65-53, and I'm thinking, wow, they are good. Steelton's really good. They got a good coach, Marty Benkovic. They're good. You got to give him credit. It wasn't Manning stinks and the Harrell brothers are awful. No. You tip your cap. That's the world I lived in.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
No, it's way gone. And I just want to say something. I want to defend you so many times, even at the cafeteria when different conversations pop off. But it's just funny how you omit, how you go into your Edgar Allan Poe bag when the Minnesota wins a game and you put some long diatribe.
It's not true.
Evan, it's worse than a face tat.
It's two words.
You're rubbing it in.
Two words.
No.
Wolves howling.
Paragraphs on here.
There are not paragraphs. And the reason they're not paragraphs is because I gave Finchie my word. I don't give away his inside information that I know about that team.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Stephen A. came down his road today.
Yeah. Another
clown take. Hey.
I said it. There we go.
See, I think it's just because you're uncomfortable in this space that you move in and out of seldom. But every once in a while,
you're right.
Your fan does come out, and that's why we're cattle prodding you. It's just because we know it's that time of year, and it doesn't happen very often. So when it does, we got to take advantage.
And somebody bring up Julius Erving. That's different. That's personal.
Turquoise Erving. Like, you think you're fit, like, I always told you.
Yeah.
The premise of our relationship is you think I'm the internet. And when I get happy, you want to knock me down. And the things, you take out stuff from other places on me. You try to dump it on me. And you know what? I see it. But I let it go. But the bottom line, Stani, is you're that fan. You think your fandom is more important than the game.
No, you're looking
at me like, I can't believe he said. You do. Because when you get a prediction right, you come in and it's like the world stops.
No, it's not
Forget
true.
The score.
That's not
I
true.
I sit. Or, and that's why when I give it, this business is part of giving predictions. Who cares if we get it right? We give our honest assessment, but look at you, you're blushing. When you get one right or I get one wrong, it's more important in the game.
That lets me know that you
think your fandom is more important than the outcome.
No.
And I'm here to tell you it's not.
No. Because
your memory of predictions is scary.
Clearly what has happened is I have fallen victim to today's vitriol.
Oh, it's worse than it's ever been.
Exactly. And I have always been in my life a give credit where credit is due guy, but society in 2024 has just worn me down. And now I find myself in small cases, succumbing to the very thing that I want to avoid. So I work on that constantly, but the point remains, Blake Snell, he stinks.
Right. Like, we all know he doesn't, Stani. You gotta...
Right. So, that's shtick.
Okay.
But it's something. I've done that all my life. Should I stop saying
that? No.
Should I stop saying Curry stinks?
I just want you to
stop saying it.
Because
you
do that
it.
With others.
I do.
If I'm watching the Cowboys and Dak throws interception at the end of the game with 5 seconds left and they're at the 5-yard line, and I say, Dak's a bum.
That's too strong.
But you know I don't mean
because
he's a bum.
Because I'm literal. He's not a bum.
Well, you're in trouble then.
Just say, Steiny, I don't think he's the greatest.
But it's why you retired from Twitter.
Exactly.
I go, what's wrong? What happened? And you were what?
I mean, if you want me to be honest.
What'd they say? Like.
If you want me to be
it's
honest.
It's a cesspool of negativity.
Right. And that's why I'm a better fan than everybody else. Oh, you're right.
You got to have a team. You got one.
I have one.
He's got a lot.
And that's not true.
It just depends on who's on the particular team.
I tend to gravitate to players. And then when I start watching a player I like, I take their team. Dalton Connect, for example.
But you left him as soon as he went to L.A.
That's because he didn't play.
Well, he was ready to be a Charlotte fan.
No, I wasn't.
He actually put up numbers.
I actually wasn't, but... Anyway,
you're a Warriors fan tonight. We know it.
I just want to be scared.
Because you'd like them to win.
And it's good for business.
I'd like them to win the series.
And go to the finals.
I don't want them to sweep.
I think that's where this thing is headed. I don't play. I don't have a jersey. Duh. But Stani, I'm with Willard, man, when he said. They just are not buttoned up. They don't have the offense to scare me.
And I'm just saying.
I get it, man.
Can you let two games play? Just let them play two. Not.
But I'm hammering with everything I got from that Miami bet Friday on the Warriors tonight. How Vegas is trying to trick us into thinking the Rockets are favored?
Not highly
that,
favored.
That's a nine.
A little late to the party.
Zavala.
Anyway, let's be kinder to each other, people. And when the Rockets knock the Warriors off tonight, I'm not coming in here tomorrow like you saying, oh, Steiny, Curry. I mean, I don't think he can get it done. This team's in trouble.
I thought
they were going to sweep.
I wouldn't.
I'll tell you what, Pods, I didn't really. What's going on with Pods?
Johnny, stop.
And I'll say, well, he's a rookie, and it's his second game.
And he's not.
That's true.
This is his first playoff, though.
First playoff.
I don't know how much you talked about this guy. I got to ask.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's over. And I'm not saying that because I'm happy. I've waved the white flag. But do you think we see JK tonight? Has that crossed your mind at all? Let's just keep it real.
It's funny you say that. And it's funny you say that. Because I did bring this up yesterday. But I had to bring it up in a confined time period, okay. Like right now, because right. We're going to a break soon.
Yeah, right.
I did say, you know what? With the Warriors up 1-0, already having taken home court advantage, it's a 7-game series. Tonight, I wouldn't be shocked if he plays tonight.
Can't do it.
Now, that's it's just a 7-game series on paper. But, Stani, this thing could be over in 4.
I got to – well, yeah. Steve, Kerr, right. forget me. Forget me.
Great interview yesterday.
I'm an idiot. Guys. But I'll play what Steve Kerr said about a lot of things yesterday. And he was great with Willard and Dibbs, no doubt about it. So, yeah. And but, yes, I'm a – this guy.
Who you got? What you got? Don't let him get to you.
No. It's just – it's just, what time is it? 12:11. You know,
stay away from the Jackals.
Yeah,
what they say?
Not nothing. It's just, you know. I guess
I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I'm starting to. I'm an acquired taste, clearly.
Oh boy, that you are. And real quick, do you talk to your two best friends in high school? Because I do.
Yeah, keep in touch with them a little
Facebook
bit.
Facebook friends.
Yeah, all exactly.
Right. I'm shocked.
My boy Al Sirva is a great artist. Like painter.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Maybe I'll give out his website.
Maybe you buy a piece.
I have.
All right, now that's
I bought a $600 piece from him.
Come on.
I swear to God.
What is it?
It's going to sound like you're going to make fun of it.
I'm not. I just say what it is.
I'll say it on the other side, and I know. I usually don't like to make predictions.
Did you put in the dojo?
But Guru's going to make fun. What's the dojo?
Your man cave.
No, it's in the kitchen. It's a big piece.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Probably flowers.
That one?
Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, my God. What's coming up on the game is...
All I Steiny's can do on the is brink. Laugh, man.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by... The Agape Golf Tournament, it's on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by ATCO Pest Control. Steiny and Guru, that's me and Goo. We will be there broadcasting live, normal time, 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com, click on the events tab, and you can just sign up there. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate regional centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area.
If I were president, I swear to God, Evan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty, Warriors. Rockets.
Yeah.
Game 2 tonight, 6:30, right here on 95.7, the game. And talking about a variety of aspects of this game tonight and what to expect, what not to expect. And there is no doubt there's a big percentage of Warrior fans feeling real good.
I'm one of them.
About not only where the Warriors are at now, but
what they can do.
Yep, and I'm working with one.
I predicted Western Conference Finals. I've never felt like I want to erase that and put finals now. That's just where I'm at.
But you won't.
Well, I got to see. No, see what happens tonight. You know what I mean?
Well, you said they're going to sweep.
No, I said Warriors in five.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, let's get to this. If the Warriors lose tonight, you won't say Western Conference Finals.
No, I still will.
But if they win, they will.
I won't disrespect the Rockets like that. Look, they got that game to within three, and I told you guys, we've seen this movie before with Butler, you know, that play-in game. And I'll just say this, Donnie. Houston, you have to win tonight. Yeah, that's the goal. But the sum total of getting a four first, I just don't think they have the weaponry to do that. And in this series, and that's that to me.
That's fair.
But what's so funny is I'm not saying you jinx Van Vliet with the 19 for 82. But when this series is over, partner, we're going to be able to compile all the numbers from however many games this thing goes, and he gets off to the worst start imaginable with Jalen Green right on his bumper. Like, that's your starting backcourt.
You know what?
I know that's so guru. Thank you for stating it, but it's a make or miss league, Raymond Ritter. Yeah, it's a make, and we got guys that can make it more so than the Rockets.
I'm going to double back on this. I do feel like you're disrespecting the Rockets.
And I don't want to, in what way?
I'll tell you, because you're talking about a sweep after one game. You're talking about Western Conference Finals, which assumes that they're going to win this series. And listen, if you want, and I'll say this to Willard too. I feel like Willard's disrespected the Rockets. And you know what? You guys may be right. But me, I am way more careful than that.
But that's like, not the intent. I think it's more confidence in the Warriors, Steiny.
Well, but, you know, all I'm saying is I would wait to disrespect a team until you got it really in hand. Mm. That's all. I'm just very conservative that way. But, no, I think the Rockets, I give them a chance.
They're a good story, man.
You know, it's one of these things where
they're cute.
See, that's disrespect. Did you try to do that?
If
hypothetically, if the Rockets could duplicate the game they played, the last game of the season, and we come in here tomorrow and it's like, wow, the Rockets just beat the Warriors 190. You know, then and I get it, but I get it. People are like, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, but we see it happen.
Yeah.
We see it happen too frequently that I just would never say a series is over after one game.
And this is so funny you bring that up because you're the writer amongst us, right? And you talk about headlines and we talk about themes throughout sports. And I'm excited for the draft. Hashtag random tomorrow, the NFL drafts, 90. I truly am. And we got sports, the Giants, everything. But the reason I bring up the Rockets is I don't think we need to see another game before they know what they need to go do to be true contenders. And that you could, and you'll be right. Well, Guru, there's three games left. This series is not over. But I think the Rockets and anybody that knows ball, and I put myself in that category to any degree, knows that the way that the Rockets are built, they need more. The plus button on the calculator. And that more could come in a guy like a Kevin Durant, somebody that has the ability to say, get out my way, I'm going to get us a bucket. And I think we've already seen enough in this series with what the Rockets don't have. I don't think X's and O's, the greatest of them all, the Lord Savior, Jesus.
Really?
Steiny, they can't.
Really
they don't. They're bringing, what's the thing to a gunfight? You're bringing a what is it, Evan?
A knife.
A knife to a gunfight.
All right.
That's how I feel. And I could be totally wrong, but I hope you don't think I'm disrespecting the Rockets.
Guru, you are. And I'm not saying you shouldn't.
That's on me!
But you are. I mean, it's fine.
Would you admit Houston's offense is a little inept?
Of course. And would you, like, how about this?
Okay, and
would you acknowledge that the Warriors veterans are pretty old?
Yeah, but okay. They're not showing it.
It's game one. Right. It's game one of the postseason.
But there
what if somebody gets nipped out?
I'll give you that.
I'm just like.
But, Steiny, you're looking at it through the prism of this is going seven. What if there's only 12 more quarters left?
But this is what I mean.
You know what
the
I
Warriors
mean?
The Warriors may sweep the series.
Okay.
You may be right.
Gotcha.
But, like, I got to let one more. I got to let another game play. It's just like one game. You know, now if the Warriors go in there tonight and handle the Rockets, I'm not going to come in here and say, well, you know, I'm going to say the Rockets are in trouble because they'd be in trouble. If they win tonight,
yeah,
then we're going to talk on Thursday about the game, and then Friday we're going to talk about
put their foot on their neck.
What if the Rockets split?
Yeah.
And we got to go back to Houston tied 2-2. Yeah, that's why, you know, it's only it's one game at a time.
And if I remember, it's so funny you brought up Willard. Steiny, I didn't see Dibs yesterday, but the last time we got together on the crossover Tuesday, he felt like Houston, he felt confident in this game, like Vegas is lying. So it's interesting, and I know I'm your partner, and you're like, well, I'm just one guy, and Vegas is trying to tell you something, but I just try to, with a brush, paint how I feel. And you always laugh and come down my road for being scared, and I guess you're right, Steiny, there's the lack of offense for Houston, and I know that's just a part of the game. I don't have that fear that if the Warriors make mistakes, they still can get bailed out just by their stellar D.
And all that may play out. But you know what also could happen tonight is the game looks completely different than it did on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, we forgot to talk about the pain.
I was going
to
bring it up when you got done.
Evan, do you know the painting I'm talking about? And it's not just painting. It's a fresco.
Hold on now. I'm not going to front. What's a fresco?
Wait, your new drink?
No. That's fresca.
Oh, sorry.
Vodka and fresca. Fresco, I think, is a type of art. It might be al fresco or something like that. Go look it up while I'm talking, Goo.
But I want to hurry up. Tell us what it is.
Well, I don't have to hurry up. Why do I have to hurry up?
Well, it took forever to get to it, but I want to know is what I'm saying.
Do you know, Evan, seriously, the painting in the kitchen that I'm talking about? Because Evan is house sitting for me.
I think so.
Okay.
You don't. Most of your paintings are in other rooms, so.
$600.
It was $600, but hold on.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's got to be flowers if it's in the kitchen.
Fresco painting.
All right.
Fresco painting is a technique where pigments are applied to wet plaster, creating a durable and lasting mural. Okay.
What's the definition of a picture? But go ahead.
No, it's not. It's not goo. It's a different kind. Okay. He's going to make fun. It's a fresco painting of an Adirondack chair on a beach.
I'm not mad at that at all.
With a specific hotel in the background called the Avalon.
Okay.
And it's about like a New Jersey beach. Like it's from like a
it
beach.
Sounds dope, Steiny. I'm saying I put myself. I feel like I saw it. And I've been to your house.
It's an incredible piece of work, my guy.
So
my
why
guy,
would you think we would laugh?
Because I was going to say it's a chair on a beach.
Oh, paint art. It can be anything.
Well, now you're impressing me.
I'm not trying to. You just haven't been getting me for years.
You sold it.
Thank you.
Well, technically, your friend sold it.
That's a tight painting. Oh, my boy Mike Souza. A fresco painting on concrete is a sort of speak that sights into the painting, like Michelangelo did the existing chapel.
Sistine Chapel, not 16,
but it does exist.
Tell you what I'll do. Maybe I'll take a photo of it and I'll put it on 95.7
No,
again.
Put it on IG. How about you do that?
Because I got four followers.
It's your fault.
I don't even know my account name. All right. Okay. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing, my man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing this afternoon?
Talk to us, Tony. You always bring it, baby.
All right. So I usually agree with Steinmetz, but right now, Steinmetz, I can't agree with you, bro. It's not disrespect when it's right. What Willard and Guru have been saying is true. The Houston Rockets are a good team. It's a good story. But
they're not a
really
hold on. They're not a good team.
No, he said they are a good team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, they are a good team. Okay. I'm saying, but what have they really done where we have to really truly respect them like that? I mean, if I was the Warriors, I would disrespect them as much as they can tonight, man. Put the foot on their throat. Let the whole entire league know, hey, yeah, we were the 17th, but just like a previous caller said, we're not playing like it. I mean, the most that the Warriors do have to adjust to is the refs, like you guys were stating. If the refs are not giving us calls, hey, let's adjust to that. I mean, other than that, there's not truly that many much adjustments that they can do. Man. Where the Houston Rockets, the Warriors really have to respect the Houston Rockets. They can't really shoot the ball. I mean, you guys been saying it this whole week that Fred VanVleet can't shoot. And he's supposedly their best shooter, and their second best shooter is Dylan Brooks. I mean, Dylan Brooks was known for his defense, and now we're talking about his 3-point percentage. Like, it's something we truly have to respect. Well, you don't have to respect that because it's not real.
Well, Tony,
it's not consecutive.
Tony, I would say you better respect Dylan Brooks from three because he shot over 40%, and he got you beat that last, you know, the last week of the regular season. He was 10 for 13.
Yeah, but it's the playoffs, Steiny. This is a whole different game now. I mean, yeah, they can run up and down and play aggressive like you were saying. You can't out-goon Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. There's no way that this young Houston Rockets team is going to out-goon these guys. I mean, pause for that, but, you know, it's just not going to happen. I don't see it happening. Yeah, they can win tonight, which will be good for them. That will give them some confidence, but going back to Golden State, I don't see it happening, man. I mean, I'm not predicting, like, I'm going to state that right now. I'm not predicting them to sweep.
And I'm not predicting.
Who has been talking, it can.
Go ahead.
What was that?
Go ahead. I interrupted. Go ahead.
No, I'm not predicting a sweep, but it can happen that we could sweep them because it's there. It's them for the taking. Like the first caller was saying, we don't really have to respect Houston. All we have to do is respect if they make their shots. We just got to tighten up on defense and play our game, really.
All right. And
I agree.
And you're saying I'm not predicting a sweep, and I'm not here predicting the Rockets are going to win the series. Right. I'm just saying as the fossil that I am and the basketball fan I am, I know that sometimes we jump to conclusions after one game.
Facts.
And things, yes, you guys are all right about the Rockets look like they're too young. Their offense isn't good enough. You know what? Let me see it for two games.
And I get it. And he kind of said it to you too, Steiny, you know, when you brought up the game that I watched a few times. Who cares? The last time the Rockets were in town that Sunday and beat Golden State, I felt like if that meant something, the Rockets are going to grab my attention and win game one Sunday.
They tried.
And no
they
doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Shots.
And they
outreached. And the Warriors' defense was terrific.
And that's what I'm looking at and why I'm so excited about the Warriors team.
What if the
team?
Warriors let down a little bit?
It could happen.
Okay.
But the possibility is, Steiny, this team moving forward or in this series, our Warriors are not just stout offensively. But defensively, they can hang with the best of them. So
now we're talking about defense. But, and you're right, defense. How's their rebounding?
Oh, gotcha.
What if they give up 22 second chance points against
them? It might bite them in the tail.
I'm not fighting that the Warriors will likely win the series. I think they'll probably win the series.
You gave the prediction they would.
But the only thing that I always push back on is 1-0 and we're talking sweep.
Yeah.
I
got you. And I didn't come in here Monday Easter and say sweep.
Like you're talking sweep, which is fine.
I'm talking confidently, and you know, you could say it's disrespectful. But Steiny, let me ask you this. Do you think game one was taxing from a Warrior standpoint?
Yes, I do, actually.
And so do I. And that's why I was about to read you the minutes. So I'm like, you know, that alone, because you mentioned the birth certificate, you know, could be a concern. And maybe I'm wrong. We do see Kuminga. But you know, we'll find out tonight. But the bottom line is they played a lot of minutes, and that thing got – and I tip my cap to the Rockets for getting it to within three, but getting it to a certain number and winning the game.
Okay.
Is as far as a football field.
Then please, from this point on, in the playoffs, if the Warriors have an 18-point lead and it gets down to two, do not talk about the other team coming back from 16. You can't. Because you always do. Because
I asked you, how did Houston come back?
Well, what's my point? You're saying, well, Steiny, I was worried about the Rockets. They got it to three. And now you're saying, Steiny, they only got it to three. They couldn't get over the hump. And I'm saying, like, they couldn't get over the hump in game one. I'm just fighting it. Yeah.
Because I didn't predict the sweep. I said Warriors in five. And I guess, partner, I'm just feeling hell, as the kids say, as we say in the Bay, hella confident in that. That's all. And it's because of Van Vliet and the ineptitude of Jalen Green against the Warriors more than just that game. I think you knocked it out the park in regard to going to get those numbers for Fred. But if you look at Jalen's, they're no better. And game one was a way to tell that Steinmetz in San Francisco to go kiss my you-know-what, because I'm going to come out here and show you that I'm shoot 50% from – and they didn't do that. They actually shot worse than what you cited.
How did Jalen Green shoot game before
50%.
This last –
50%. Like,
so you don't think he's got that in him?
No, he's got all the talent in the world, but I just think the pressure has mounted now that they're down 0-1.
Well, and you know what? For the 8 millionth time – pressure often makes players play better.
I love that.
Exactly. Let's go to Pat in Foster City. What's up, Pat? How you doing, man?
Patty.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, I don't disrespect Houston at all. I take them as a serious team. I mean, they played great all season. They had a great record, and their defense is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as I'm rooting for the Warriors, you know, They're a 3-for-15 from Curry away from losing the game to Houston, and Curry's, you know, over a 5-7 game series, he's going to have a 3-for-15 game, and I don't think Moody and Looney and, you know, Pods is going to make up for that. And Houston plays too good a defense. If Steph is off, we're not going to get enough points elsewhere. They're going to win some games in this series. I don't know if they're going to win the series, but I definitely don't.
So do you think I'm being overconfident? You think I'm being over? Do I sound like that? Because I don't mean to disrespect you.
I do. I appreciate the confidence. I wish I had that, because if I did, I'd be making some big bets and taking the 3 points tonight. I wish I had that confidence, but and you may well be right. I just think that first game really at the end, it could have gone either way. If Steph hadn't made some shots from almost the bleachers, that game could have turned out differently. So I think it's going to be a tight series.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call.
Well, man, Steiny, I could, like, again, this wouldn't be the first time, but man, if I'm reading the chessboard wrong, and hey, when you mention that, if one of those or all three or four of the Curry daggers, just the miraculous shots that only he can make, don't go in. We're talking about a different game. But I guess what I'm saying, partner, until I see Houston show me they can take it and make it difficult, and they didn't, you know, again, I give them all the credit in the world going back in the lab and watching that game. As inept as they were shooting the ball, they got it to within three.
Let me ask you this.
Lose sight of that.
If Houston were to win tonight,
I would be surprised.
Okay, but what about tomorrow? What will you be saying tomorrow?
The chess would still be out, because then I would, and tell me what you think. Can they do that? It done three more times.
That's fair, but let me make a distinction.
Okay. All right.
I'm not questioning the people who think the Warriors are going to win this series. I'm questioning the people who are assuming that this is going to be easy. It may be. Yeah. Could they sweep? Yes. I'm just telling you
that Sunday wasn't easy.
I'm just telling you that if Houston can find a way to scratch and claw out a win tonight, and Jimmy Butler is limping off the floor because he's got a thigh contusion, Steve Kerr said it perfectly. Like, things can change in a snap of a finger. That's all I'm saying.
And I hear you. And I hope you know, and I'm just saying that, I feel all of that. And I don't think that's why I asked you, Steiny. I thought the Warriors had to expend a lot to win this game. And you just look at the minutes played by the big three.
Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Enjoying the chat line, enjoying you guys. I just want to push back a little bit and have a little more balance as a Warrior fan. I respect the heck out of the Houston Rockets. Number one, let's respect their record. Let's not dismiss their record over the balance of the season. Remember, the Warriors were a mid-team before Jimmy came here. Now, all of a sudden, we're champions. So let's just be a little bit careful. Let's respect the other teams. Number two, I do think that the conversation about Jalen Green and his second, how many years he's gotten in the league, but the guy is absolutely talented. He misses a lot of. I think he's forcing it.
No doubt.
Pushing himself too fast. I think he's going too fast. I don't think there's anybody in the Warriors that can really stay in front of him. So I think it's just a question of him just slowing it down a little bit. If he figures it out, that could be an issue. I would not write off Fred yet, Van Fleet. If he can find his shot, this is a whole different series. I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I think it's going to go 5 or 6. Frankly, I'm one of these crazy guys. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see all the series go 7. I like 7 games. There. Let's do the stress test. Let's earn that right to the thing. I don't want to see a sweep. I want it to go 7. I guarantee the NBA doesn't want a sweep either. So I just want to push back a little bit, Guru. I think we need to be – let's see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
I think that the Rockets weren't that far off. I'm with Steiny. I think I said on the chat line, Guru, I said that, you know, other than those Steph miracle shots, I mean, Steph made some crazy
that, man.
Which we know he can do. We know he can do it. But the question is, over a 7-game series, and that's why 7-game series are so enticing, is that there's a chance for adjustment. And if you think Udoka and his staff is not going to make adjustments, you're not respecting their coach's staff. So
I
think it's going to be a tight series.
Right, I know we're up against it.
I think Houston could win tonight.
But Austin, Steiny started this. Everything you said is spot on. But I'm telling you, I'm ready to put some money in this. For Van Vliet to start hitting his shot, if that happens, everything you guys said is right. But, man, I just really think that ship has left the dock on the numbers that Steiny compiled and shared with us before this game Sunday. And now you're telling me it's going to start falling? It could, but I highly doubt it, Steiny. I just really do.
Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Have you been in a car accident? Chilton Auto Body is 15 convenient Bay Area locations to help restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Chilton Auto Body is also actively hiring for all positions. For more details, head to ChiltonAutoBody.com. The Bay Area's leader in collision repair.
Draft Spotlight with NFL Network's Brian Baldinger. Brought to you by Laughing Monk Brewing. Here's Baldy.
Carson Schwessinger from UCLA. 6'2", 242 pounds, ran a solid 4.74. But he also led the Big Ten in tackles, led the Big Ten in solo tackles with 90 as well. Like, he's got an instinct for the ball. And he actually reminds me a great deal of Fred Warner when Fred was coming out of BYU. I think Fred was a third-round pick. But it reminds me of Fred. And they need to replace Dre Greenlaw and a bunch of other guys that had filled in when Dre was injured. So it's time to upgrade that position. I think with the 43rd pick, Carson Schwessinger from UCLA is a guy you have to consider. He plays the game fast because he recognizes so quickly.
Draft Spotlight with Brian Baldinger. Brought to you by Laughing Monk Brewing. Righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm John with Jack's Restaurant and Bar. My brothers and I recorded our first commercial a while back. Got a little chaotic, so I'm here today.
What's going on here,
bro?
Are
you recording a commercial without us?
Guys, no, I'm just trying to
what? Take all the credit for our half-pound all-natural burgers?
Or the best fish and chips around?
Or 7 mac and cheeses and 14 sandwiches, including a French dip that will change your life?
Or homemade meatloaf, pot roast, and next-level lamb chops?
Or that people can order takeout and delivery by visiting ilovejacks.com?
Guys, no, I'm
just went behind our backs.
I knew he would.
Wait till we tell Mom.
Oh, please don't tell Mom.
Real family, great food, ilovejacks.com.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local San Francisco Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start May 14th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
I can't sleep.
What is it now?
It's the company. It's chaos.
What's chaos now?
The numbers. The expenses. The books. What if we get audited?
No one's going to audit you at 3 a.m. Go to sleep.
I can't sleep.
You could if you used Ramp.
Who said that?
I don't care because they're right. Go to sleep and sign up for Ramp in the morning, Jerry.
Ramp is the corporate card that handles all your tedious financial operations automatically, integrates directly with your ERP, and gives you complete control over every transaction. Ramp gives you everything you need for bulletproof books and a better night's sleep.
Wow! That is exactly what my company needs.
Yes, and exactly what I also need. Go to sleep, Jerry!
Upgrade to Ramp for free today and get $250 at ramp.com/radio. ramp.com/radio. That's ramp.com/radio.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
The Oakland Roots are back, and this season they're playing at the Oakland Coliseum. Expect exciting soccer, fun tailgates, and a community that comes together with every match. It's about passion, pride, and the love of the game. Join us for a season full of memorable moments, great soccer, and a chance to support your local team and the Oakland community. Tickets available now at OaklandRootsSC.com. Oakland Roots, rooted in Oakland, rising together.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6986. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6986. That's 800-575-6986. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding in the middle of rush hour traffic to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years,